It was early October. I was at the Northern Indoor Championships in Eglinton, and the horse stumbled a little bit around the corner and come round, misjudged the fence slightly, hit the top rail. He did a rotational fall, and I went into the ground head first and had the injury towards the head and the neck.
Can you remember much about it? Because it was pretty horrific for those people watching at the time.
Yeah. No, I don't remember anything really. I was out for a good while. No, I don't remember anything.
And you had a couple of seizures as well at the time because you were in pretty bad shape.
I scared a lot of people. I think it was more scary for everybody, especially my partner. He was. I think it was a lot for him to see. Being the national champion, the Northern Championships, there was quite a crowd there as usual. Everybody knows everybody, and nobody wants to see anything bad happen to people they know, anybody, let alone anyone they know. So,
what was the extent of your injuries? You went out in the Galvin, and then you ended up in Belfast.
It was damage to the C6 to C8, so neck injury and obviously bad concussion. But I was very, very well taken care of down at the Royal Victoria.
And how were you left at that stage? When you came round, how much movement did you have at that point?
I had temporary I was temporary paralysed, and I couldn't feed myself. And then it was down my legs at the start, and then it affected my arms, and I couldn't lift my arms. My partner Willie had to feed me, like I couldn't lift my spoon up to my mouth for at least a week. But at the Royal, I had consistent physio, always exercises. I had terrible, horrible pins and needles down my arms, both arms, so nothing could touch them. My legs, it was kind of, I still wouldn't know now with my legs whether I've got hot or cold water. You know, it's a funny feeling, you know, you wouldn't know whether it's, you know, when you got in a bath, it was like, oh, you know, just, it's very strange, just.
It must have been pretty frightening to come round and discover that you couldn't even feed yourself, that all of a sudden you'd lost your independence.
I think it's more scary for everybody else. I mean, at the time you just want to get better and better and better, and you're just working it. And now looking back, I don't think I was just trying to push myself through it. But for other people, I think it's just not nice for people to see.
And at that stage, did you think that you would make a full recovery, or were you anyway apprehensive about how you might be left?
I was always thinking I'd just get better. You know, you're all right. You have falls. You have falls and you just get better. You know. I didn't really think about how, you know, you try not to think too much.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure a lot goes through your mind because not only are you mad into horses, but you also have a young girl as well.
It's my living. I'm a professional at this job and I need to make my money somehow. Obviously, I've changed a lot since the accident. I think my whole business plan has changed. I'm concentrating more on quality and less on quantity, taking in too many hardy horses, rough horses, and just concentrating on better horses. So in a way, since my accident, I have changed massively, I think. My whole plan, my whole life.
And to be here at the RDS, having qualified for the Dublin Horse Show, that must be quite a turnaround, because when you were lying in your bed in hospital in Belfast, being fed by your partner, little did you think that you would make the Dublin Horse Show.
That's correct. I didn't think I was going to make it. No, I just thought I'd probably have this year off. But I just worked physio down in Lifford Hospital was the start. And then swimming, that was Judith down in Lifford. A lot of swimming, and I still know. And then I could make the bike, so I go out cycling twice a week. And lots of swimming as well, as much as I can. And obviously I'm riding 7 or 8 a day as well. So my riding muscles are back.
And when you come through an accident like that, is it in your mind sometimes that if you take another fall that there might be a weakness there in your spine?
It's about building up the strength around you. I mean, look, if you thought like that, you wouldn't walk, you know, you wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't get on my bicycle because in case a car ran into me, you do take chance, you know, you've got to take some kind of chance in life. I mean, but I've got off the youngish, hardy horses. I'm concentrating more on quality, as I say.